Stand by for news team.
These fat, right. These fat tires do not taste good after the other ones. That is the wrong order to drink these in.
Whatever.
Drink Coke.
What's going on? Catchphrase. It's the Film Drunk Frogcast. Coming at you not live from the Frog Quarters in San Francisco. It's going to be a great show. We got Matt Ufford on the phone. We're going to do our name of the year draft this year. And, you know, sitting across from me, the irregular regular, Mr. Matt Lieb.
Fuck my gut butt.
That's the name of a porn.
I've seen that.
Oh, you've seen Fuck My Gut Butt?
Well, I've seen the cover of it, at
yeah,
least. It didn't look like something I wanted to delve into.
No, I never watched it. Ah, why am I lying? I didn't like watch a little, but I mean, I didn't, you know, come to it.
He's like, why does everybody, all they want to talk about is how I watch weird porn?
Oh, that's true. I do say that. But hey, it was something I experienced in my life, and I feel like it's okay for me to say it.
We also got the darkest lord of podcasting, Mr. Brett.
Hi.
Hi. And future NFL Hall of Famer Brendan.
What happened to me? Where'd I go?
He's alive now.
It's good to be back.
And live via Skype, Mr. Matt Ufford.
Ahoy, hoy.
Of the Inactives podcast.
Oh, hey, thanks for the shout out there.
Boom, you like that plug?
That was really nice.
I'm learning. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're Brendan, learning. We didn't get to talk to you about Chris Borland.
Yeah.
Got too many... tried to become a linebacker after Limp Bizkit, and then he decided he didn't want to.
So on a scale of like pussy to homo,
if the past is any indicator of the future, he'll be back with the 49ers in a couple years.
Yeah,
why is that?
Because he went back to Limp Bizkit after.
Yeah, no, I just got that.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, those Borlands.
Jokes are funnier when they're explained.
They're a fickle bunch.
That's what I always say. Ta-da! Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com.
Woo!
Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/frotcast. That's FROTCAST. I spell that right? Yeah. With over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Did you guys see the actual Fox News piece, which was exactly like the PFT?
I
didn't
get a chance to read it yet.
You want me to read it to you?
It sounds exactly the same.
Read the highlights.
It's almost
timeline from that morning. The exchange between the two of them was like pristine internet beauty. Like when you stumble through the forest, you're chased by wolves, and there's a waterfall, but it's made out of dipshits. It's just like that is what the internet is about. Is PFT commenter and a dude who is PFT commenter and doesn't realize he's talking to a parody.
All right, let me read the series. This is the fake version we read last week, which was called Concussions and Global Warming, How Something is Turning Our Nation into Pussies.
Junk science is turning our nation into pussies.
So the Fox News piece is called So Long NFL, San Francisco 49ers Chris Borland is No Hero. Don't look now, but concussions have become the new global warming. A debate
just like off just, the
yeah, yeah that's just from the hesitate.
Jump straight.
He goes harder than a Russian.
Just
with
like
that
he couldn't
lead.
He couldn't even finish the sentence when he blurted out 9/11 was an inside job.
That's your first word should just been blacks.
A debate where consensus trumps evidence and heroes and villains are determined by their stance on an issue where the science is bogus at worst and murky at best. Enter linebacker Chris Borland, who announced his retirement from the game after only one year, citing concerns about his health. Borland decided the game was no longer, quote, worth the risk. He said he didn't want to end up like former NFL players Dave Duerson, Ray Easterling, and Mike Webster, all of whom were diagnosed with CTE and had either committed suicide or suffered otherwise early deaths.
Because they're pussies.
Borland's announcement was greeted by the anti-football sports media with the kind of frantic clapping one only hears in the seal enclosure at the aquarium during feeding time.
How do you get that on your screen and then just let it sit there? How do you look at that and then know that that is you that did
well,
that?
Well, now he has to explain the seal metaphor. M-dash, a cacophony of crazy that borders on hero/idol worship. Don't get me wrong. The NFL is a revolving door, and Borland has the right to let the door take him in or out. I also give him credit for being one of the relatively few 24-year-olds capable of comprehending an issue more complex than whether their T-shirt is ironic enough. But Chris Borland shouldn't be a hero. He made a career choice. Millions do it every day, and none gets a parade. However, Borland's stiff arm to the NFL has absolutely made him a hero to the sports media.
I don't think he got a parade either.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Who view the sports media, who view the NFL, as Boston Globe columnist Bob Ryan said, as, quote, almost barbaric. Sports Illustrated Mike Rosenberg made his case for the anti-pigskin crusaders. To understand Chris Borland's decision to retire, look across the country at another prominent young former NFL player, Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah!
Wow.
Hernandez is a year older than Borland. He, too, could be starring in the NFL next season, but he is in Massachusetts courtroom instead, on trial for murdering his acquaintance. It sure looks like Hernandez will spend the rest of his life in jail. And when he sits there, at age 50, he may be better off than if he had stayed in the NFL. So, playing for the NFL is now worse than serving time in a place that coined the term shanking?
What is that sentence?
It's
well known as being the source of the word shank.
He's bad at...
It sounds like he's just mad that someone was making up words.
No, he was stoked that he came up with a zinger of a sentence like that.
Coined the term, like prison coined the term shanking?
I wish I was this dumb. Life would be so easy.
God, what...
Granted, not every member of the sports media decided to beclown himself with such a decidedly hacktastic take as Rosenberg's. Washington Post's Cindy Bourne simply decided to make blah, 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 blah. However, as described in my book, quote, bias in the book, in the booth, sorry, studies have shown that NFL players are less likely to commit suicide than people in the general population.
He used the fucking graph?
And there
he
is,
used the fucking graph?
And there is not conclusive evidence that CTE causes suicide in the first place.
Holy shit!
Researchers even refute any link between CTE and contact sports at all.
Citation needed.
Yet these facts go unreported by the sports media.
Wait, the graph was the best part of the where it's just like everyone in the world,
yeah,
football players, and then he just did that.
Yeah, he did the same thing.
He did the same.
Yeah, that's what's so beautiful about it.
I didn't know that happened.
No, yeah, it's not just the main point; it's the sub points.
Yeah, like the when you oh fuck.
Thanks for the compliment, birds.
It's like he plagiarized it without knowing it was parody. Mm.
I know. We got to get to
his... More frightening, he came up with this separately on his own, like how shrimp evolved eyeballs like differently than mammals. Like, that there's like a gravitational well in which stupid or pretend stupid all ends up in.
Parallel evolution. Yeah. So wait, we got to get to the kicker at the end.
I'm kind of uncomfortable, you guys.
Is the Chris Borland story the beginning of the end for football? We won't know the answer to that for years. This generation will continue spending money on the game they grew up loving. But will the next generation? Will future mothers of America allow their sons to play a game the media have told them is more dangerous than smoking? Or prison? Or smoking in prison? What we know for sure is that, as with the climate change debate... this is the important part. As with the climate change debate, the media will feed us nothing but a steady diet of fear and angst. And the facts that show football isn't killing people will be an inconvenient truth.
Oh, wow. The facts...
Inconvenient truth, bringing it full circle from the intro.
Yeah. Boom. That was Dylan Gwynn, people.
Obama's
Dylan Gwynn, everybody.
Not from the USA.
I don't think you're supposed to smoke in prison. I don't think they like that. I think that you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I also was enjoying his Twitter feed, which describes him as Christian, father, husband, patriot.
Christian first, huh?
He's been spending
Christian, father, husband, patriot, sports. He should just shimmy a dildo in there.
Coined the term
Christian
shank.
Father, patriot, dildo.
I like that he is sports. He's like, yeah, here's sports.
I too am sports. So he's been spending the past week retweeting all his haters because, you know, like the other...
He gets the joke. He's cool. He's hip with the kids.
Yeah, the other pillar in the dipshit, the other column that holds up the roof of I don't have this metaphor.
It's the fifth pillar in the dipshit.
It's a healthy Coliseum. Persecution complex. So I know the next thing is going to be how the mainstream media has smuzzled and squelched his idiotic views.
Yes. He's the hero here. I think that's the real point of the story. Not Borland, but Dylan.
Why can't someone respect his First Amendment rights?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Do you have the timeline? Like, can you grab that quickly? Like, their exchange. I am just so in awe of BFD commenter. It's spectacular.
He's really next level.
He bit hook, line, and sinker. Like, he was on board, like, six comments deep, not getting the strength of the takes that were coming at him. Like, he was just not ready for the barrel fire.
I did like the seal metaphor, though.
He definitely retweeted someone who was making fun of PFT commenter spelling.
Yeah, that was...
cares about telling, not spelling.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was fun.
That's crazy. So you want to play that name?
What else are we going to talk about?
Oh, we're going to do our name of the year draft.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, y'all are in some trouble. I've been color coding like my choices in order.
All right, so this is me and Brett did a lot of discussing on how this is going to go for the 5 minutes before the show. A lot of pre-show today. That's why we deserve your ad dollars, people, because we put a lot of work into this.
Yeah,
and we've decided we're going to do a snake draft.
Now, what is a snake draft?
It's going to go. It's going to go Matt, Brett. Brendan, and then
wait,
me.
Which Matt?
No. Who's Matt?
Oh. Ufford.
Okay.
And right, then we're going to go clockwise around the table from you to me.
Okay. Oh, you put yourself at the fucking hill.
Is that a good thing?
Depends.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to pick three. And at the end, we're going to do a secret Santa round.
Yeah.
Where we each... How do we figure out who gets who, though?
I don't know. You want to draw from a hat? You want to just go...
I don't have a hat.
You want to go in opposite order of the snake?
We don't
you want to go reverse snake?
But who gets the person next to you? Okay, so
yeah, we can go to the right.
All right, so I get
it for someone else.
He's gonna explain it.
Okay, so yeah, so then we pick the secret Santa round. We're all gonna pick one for another person that we think they would like the best. So I will have Brendan. Brendan will have Brett. Brett will have Matt Lieb. Matt Lieb will have Matt Ufford.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And Matt will have me.
Oh man. I already know which one you want, Vince, but you're going to pick it yourself.
Yeah, probably.
Do you want to do the secret Santa round first?
Should we?
Yeah.
All right.
Because that way you could get some head games going where I could sabotage
head
Matt.
Head games!
urgent!
Okay, so so that means...
So we pick one from each for the secret Santa round.
Are we going to go regional by regional?
Yeah.
Are we going regional...
No, we're just going all over.
Whole thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I thought we had to have one in each.
Nobody cares about the regionals.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys just remember all the names. You guys remember who your Santa's for?
Did we tell people what this is?
Maybe we should tee this up.
Yeah.
I feel like they would know. Well, all right. So it's
been like a year.
We can't do that.
Okay. So this is called the name of the year bracket. They basically find a lot of people with real people that have very silly sounding names, and they make a bracket out of it. Past winners have included Equanimous St. Brown, Hector Macho Camacho, Courage Shabala, Jerome Fruit Handler, and of course, Tokyo Sex Whale.
Let's not forget Assumption Boltron.
All real people.
That's the thing. These are all real names.
Did Spornstar win it last year? Was it?
I don't even remember who won it last year.
Yeah, I don't know.
The 2014 winner was.
It was an all Olajuwon final.
It was Olajuwon Stifler versus.
Sorry, is that the play-in?
That's the play-in.
Oh, that's the play-in.
I don't know where they put the winner. Anyway, I don't.
Dr. Ditto Diddens. I think that was my pick.
So in the secret Santa round, you guys all remember who you got?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who do I have?
You have Brett.
Oh, I know how to pick Brett.
See, that's the thing. I don't know Ufford enough to but I'm just going to guess at you, Ufford.
I'm like... just to give you like an outline, I very much am like Brett, but with a little bit more hope.
Okay. All right.
It's accurate.
Brett with hope.
Yeah.
I got you.
Just dial me down a bit on the nihilism meter.
So does that mean I pick four names for him? One from
each? No, just one for the Secret Santa round. We're all going to end up with four, three of which we pick.
From any division.
Uh-huh. The first Secret Santa round is Matt, and he has me.
So we got a couple options here. So it's Vince, so I want to go butt or crotch related.
How dare you?
I don't want to give him any of like the number one overall things.
Yeah, I do think we need explanations on these. Yeah. I think that's important.
So immediately, some of the names that I'm drawn to for Vince are Man Meat Colon, Earhart Thumbfart, and Dallas Enema. But I think that just the name that draws me in for Vince is Earhart Thumbfart. That's number five in the Sithole Regional.
Okay. Earhart Thumbfart. I'll take that. And then the next pick would be Matt Lieb.
Uh-huh. For Ufford, right?
That's right.
All right. So you say you're like Brett, but with a little bit of hope. Let's see. That actually doesn't do much for me. So I'm going to go from the crotch tangle regional.
Oh, wait, before you pick anything, let me fill you in.
All right, yeah, tell me more about you.
Yeah, let me give you a little bit more. I am drawn to the Danger Guerrero-esque fake names.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're familiar with Danger Guerrero. He's another Up Rocks writer.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'll occasionally tweet out like good fake names for women: Vicky Avalanche, Emma Bazaar, Rochelle Jetstream, Zelda Seahorse, Detective Molly Detroit. Like really like terrible B movies. Good fake names for men: Special Agent Carl Spiderman, Matt Daytona. He's very much into the like Parks and Rec, Detective Burt Macklin sort of names. So those are the kind of names that I'm drawing.
Oh, so we're saying no number one seeds.
Oh, no, he was saying that.
Yeah, let's say no number one seeds.
No number ones. Yes. All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, then I think from you or for you, I'd go from the Crotch Tangle Regional. It's between Rocky Porco and Amanda Miranda Panda. Oh. I think Amanda Miranda Panda.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. That's a good one. I was really drawn to that one.
Next up, this is going to be, let's see, Brett picking for Matt Lieb.
All right, so here's my thinking. I think Matt will enjoy something with a good, funny sounding cadence.
That's true.
But I think he also enjoys a good mental image. Mm. Like, I don't think they all need to work together, but I think it's got to be something that that is snappy and presents a very stupid situation. I was originally before we shut out the number ones, I was going to spend a number one on him and go with Dr. Electron. Keep it pew.
I like to think it's Kaboo-boo.
Yeah. I like the sound of the electron.
I think it's Kaboo-boo.
Because that satisfies all my criteria. But instead, I'm going to go with the Boltron Regional number 13, Charity Sunshine Tillman Dick.
That's a good one.
I like
a real good one.
Next up will be Brendan picking for Brett.
I want to put just a little bit of hope into Brett's life.
Ooh.
And I feel like he would appreciate the nice gesture because, Brett, I made mango pastica. I made it for you.
The name is I Made Mango Pastica.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
I love Mango Pastica.
Look how bright Brett's face is.
Everything's really good now.
Yeah, I really cheered him up. I knew you'd love that.
It's beautiful.
So
it's a little undercooked, but I think the emotion went into it. Yeah, and that's
the secret
important
ingredients, love.
And mango-ku.
And mango.
Pastica.
I think Brendan likes the ones, you know, he likes to go for the deep cuts, the ones that aren't necessarily the number one seed.
Uh-huh.
He definitely likes an elaborate name. So there's a lot of good doctors in there.
A lot of ins, a lot of outs.
So my first
Is there any of these? I know. It's too much. It's I can't handle this.
So my first thought was to pick a doctor, but then I thought that was too obvious. But I needed someone else who had like at least three names. I think Brendan's big into three names. So for Brendan, I have chosen Reverend Pier Battista Pizzaballa.
That's like the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. I pictured him as a rapper too, which makes it even more funny.
With the collar and everything.
Yeah, yeah. He's like Rev Run. Yeah.
From Run to Brickashaw. All right.
I would have also chosen that one for Brendan.
So now we're going to go back to our own picks. And
now
Matt,
we're out for blood.
Matt is up.
Lattice bacon blood.
Matt picked for you.
Yeah. Matt Offord is up.
Yeah.
Picking for himself.
So am I picking three names or one name?
Just one.
One name or snake. Okay.
Yeah.
This is hard. I'm not in love with any of the one seeds.
Me too.
I do like Dr. Electron Kaboo.
And so I think I'm going to go with the number three seed in the Sithole Regional, and that is Lancelot Super Sad Jr.
Ah, you son of a bitch.
How didn't nobody pick that for Brett?
I wanted
Brett
to pick
is Lancelot Super Sad Jr.
I just wanted to pick it for him, but I thought it might send him over the edge.
Yeah, that's true.
He's just got that stupid knight haircut like the King Arthur times. And he's just like, oh, I'm not here. Wish I could be more like my dad.
For king and country. Nothing even matters anyway. Like, fuck, this table's stupid. I hate round
tables.
He's
got like that stupid bowl cut.
Yeah.
Or Prince Valley.
Yeah. He's got the bangs, like the little white bangs.
It's a lot super sad.
Matt Lieb, it is your pick.
It sucks just picking one, even though we're snaking. God, this is stupid. I can't just choose one. Like, no. It's hard just saying one name. I love, from the Crotch Tangle Regional, Malvina Complainville.
I know, right?
I love that one. It's beautiful. Because there's just no words to describe.
It's criminally underseated.
Yeah. Yes. It's true.
Fuck.
It's a dark horse.
I think I have to go Malvina Complainville.
Well, yeah, you already said it. So I can't. You touched it. Now you
got
to eat it.
Yeah, I got. All right, I'm gonna eat it.
Just the fact that like her name has the root Mal. So if you're into Latin, you have like the Latin root of bad, Complainville. Like.
It's like Feo McUglytown.
Yeah.
Brett.
I am going to keep it food related. And I'm gonna go with number four in the Boltron Regional, Forestina Calf Boss Ribs.
Damn it! That was my first
pick. Strong one.
Yeah. That one I would say this. Yeah. All right. I'm going to save it because there's a lot of food related ones that are high quality.
Now, there's proof that these are all real names somewhere,
yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they actually go through like stringent, like they double check to make sure that it's a real person from like a newspaper, and then they cross reference it. I think that like everything is, if not double checked, at least like it has to come from like a credible source.
There can't be some of these. Oh, I just can't believe some of these.
There's a lot of good food ones.
Well, I think there's going to be a trend happening here. And let me give you some background on my wisdom behind this.
Yes,
next
please
pick.
Take us in your process.
I really like lists. And to me, this next name is less of a name and more of a list.
Are you putting together a mixtape for?
I'm putting together the mixtape that is Cherries Waffles Tennis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not one, but multiple cherries. That's a plural first name.
It was a controversial year as far as the one seeds go, but yeah. I really feel like Cherries Waffles Tennis is as strong as any we've seen in this field.
He or she belongs in that first round.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well also, deserved. Think about this. Her, not, I assume it's a her. First and middle name, both plural foodstuffs.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
fat are her parents?
Yeah, it's food sport is the way you name your kids.
All right, so I guess it's my turn, and I'm pretty happy that any guys picked this on your first choice because I mean it's I think this is a dark horse. I'm going to take the number two seed from the Dragon Wagon. Mr. Genghis Muskox.
you like a little historical tinge to yours.
Well, plus it's a great visual.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, yeah. He's like he's leading the muskoxes. Yeah. He's going to take them all over.
Raiding China on his on his water buffalo.
Brendan liked it, so that's...
I just get the giggles. There's so many good names. looking at the names and laughing.
I know what my next pick is, and I am desperate that it makes it back to me before anyone takes it. So, Vince, what's your next pick?
I'm sure this is going to be someone's favorite that I'm stealing here. I'm going to go with Dr. Wallop Prom Thong.
That's a good one.
And that,
do you think it would be as good without the doctor? I think lot of times the doctors are overused, right? Like
that one needs it.
They'll give you a 5-point boost, but it might take it over the line. Yeah. This one, perfect.
Dr. Ditto Diddens last year. I think that was my first. That was my first pick last year, I believe.
So, Brendan, it's back to you.
Okay.
Again, take us into your process. See, here.
I forgot that we were going in this reverse direction, so now I'm just afraid I'm going to lose my guy slash girl. So just try not to.
Well, be very afraid because I'm taking what's clearly the best name left on the board, which is.
I can't even say it. Dwelly Striggles.
No, you have to say it. You have to
gotta say it.
Get it out.
Yeah. Dwelly Striggles.
You have to say the C.
Dwelly Striggles.
You absolutely have to say the region and the seed before.
Number four out of the dragon wagon. Dwelly Striggles.
And that leads us back to Brett.
I made it, and I'm so.
And it feels so good.
This one, so I'm breaking the food chain, and I'm going with maybe my favorite, but probably not going to win. Like I saw what happened, and there's a lot more.
There's a lot of politics involved.
There is. There's a lot of pork barrel spending on the name brackets, mm-hmm. where they're like, mm-hmm. I have a personal investment in this particular name, like the Sporn Star one. Mm-hmm. Like people get attached. So I don't think this will win, but it wins in my heart. And this is number 9 from the Dragon Wagon Regional, Handsome Monica.
I had Handsome Monica on my list too.
I like to, for some reason,
incredibly underseated. Handsome Monica.
It's subtle. It's subtle.
It just sounds like a very attractive woman with broad shoulders and a short haircut.
No, I like to. You know what I like? I like to think of her. I like to take handsome not for its literal meaning, but more of like a phonetic, like handsome. Like she has really big hands, like Handsome Monica.
She's really touchy. She's real grabby. Touchy.
She's got big mitts. Big hand, big
well, hand if we're talking about criminal underseedings, let's talk about snubs along the same lines with. Adjective first name mm-hmm. is why no love for wonderful Terry on here
so far?
Defensive back for Western Kentucky. Yeah. No, he's not on the bracket.
Oh, he's just not there. That's just someone you know.
Yeah, wonderful Terry. He plays at Western Kentucky.
But I mean, wonderful Terry is pretty good. It's no Handsome Monica though.
Also, how about the story on Deadspin 6 days ago? There is a basketball player named Guillermo. Crabbo GL fuck.
Yeah, that's right.
His last name is actually fuck.
It's just F-U-C-K?
Yep.
What?
It's derived from the German Fuchs, F-U-C-H-S for fox, but when it got Americanized to fuck.
So what happens? Does he just have fuck on his jersey?
To be fair, I believe it's Canadianized. No, they have his middle name, like Kragiobali or something.
Crabogiale.
Yeah.
And what language is that?
Why wouldn't they just put it on the jersey and sell like a billion fucking jerseys?
Yeah, that's true. They are kind of fucking up.
Yeah. I think Matt Lieb's stalling. Matt Lieb, you're on the clock.
All right. Damn it. I hate just choosing one. Because, like, there's one that I like.
Sometimes you think you've seen them all in a regional.
Yeah, right. You realize you don't actually read most of
but
them.
But then, like, sometimes it takes 4 or 5, you know, scans where you're really like, wow, I underappreciated that
name. I think I know what I'm going with. And this is based on it not just being a name, but it could also just be... like that, like a very good biography. It's the number three seat from the Boltron Regional, Understanding Bush. Just that's a great name.
I thought you were going to say
Understanding. Why would you do that?
I thought you were going to say Andromeda Dunker, because that could be a biography.
Oh, that too. Yeah,
Andromeda Dunker is like the most Danger Guerrero esque name of the entire bracket.
That's definitely like a Michael Crichton inspired prog rock band.
Yeah.
And then that brings us back to Matt Ufford.
Mm. So these, I have two picks in a row, right?
That's correct.
And these are my last two picks. We're only doing three each, right?
Yeah.
Lock it down.
This is is big.
Man, that's a lot of pressure. Okay. Oh, so much pressure. All right. do I want to go dirty? Do I want to go? All right. I mean, we did just talk about Andromeda Dunker, and he or she is on my list. But I've got to go. I'm going to go with Dr. Data Long John, number six in the Crotch Tangle Regional.
That's pretty good.
Dr. Data Long John is off my list now.
That's a good one. It's a real good one.
And that's the last of my, like, I have my color-coded system, and that was the last of my first-tier names.
Yeah.
So now I've got to, like, settle into the second tier, the Andromeda Dunkers, so to speak. And while...
Brendan, I like how much Brendan likes it. That's with so many things.
I'm gonna go with a little bit of a deep pull here.
All right. He's reaching all the way in.
Yep, all the way in. And I gotta go with Tunis Van Pienen.
Yeah. Oh, no!
That's a good one.
That's the number seven seed in the Crotch Tangle Regional.
Wait.
Criminally Underseed, Tunis Van Pienen.
It does feel very physiological.
Which, by the way, kind of sounds like the pseudonym that Mike Tunison of KSK should have.
That's his, if he wrote romance novels. This is Lair of the Dragon by Tunis Van Pienen.
This is too hard.
I just realized they have seeded it so that Pleasant Crump and Sunshine Crump are up against each other.
Brother against brother. Yeah.
So I actually gave a serious thought. Which do you take, Pleasant Crump over Sunshine Crump? And I feel like a Pleasant Crump has got to take that.
Right? I agree. That's why it's
100%. Yeah. I disagree.
Yeah. No, that's why it's 8.
Yeah.
I was thinking, why would that be? And I was like, no, Pleasant Crump.
Pleasant Crump.
Yeah.
I like Sunshine.
Sunshine Crump, that sounds like it could be a name.
Sunshine's a little too far off to make it like a phrase where it's like, oh, they've got a Pleasant Crump.
Yeah, Pleasant Crump makes more sense to me.
Well, you're up, Matt.
Okay. I hate it so much. There's certain ones that, like, akin to the, you know, the
enough hedging.
To the Earhart.
Be decisive for once in your life.
I'm being decisive. I just am explaining. Like, I want to go with something akin to, like, the Earhart Thumb Fart type name, which is just, like, straight up funny, you know. But... But it's hard to choose something. All right, okay. I'm going with the. Yeah. Fuck. All right, I'm going with the 12th seed in the Sid Hole Regional, Flavius Coffee. I've been staring at that one and just dying laughing. Flavius. I swear there was a Flavius last year that we were dying about.
So Brett.
Flavius Coffee is seems to me just.
So Brett's current team stands at Forestina Calf Boss Ribs, Hansa Monica, and I Made Mango Patika, and now he's up.
I've got four, and I'm torn in different directions. I could go that Hansa Monica route where it's it's adjective name on two of them that I love deeply. And then there's one that's super weird, and then one that's what makes funny sounds. Oh fuck.
It's hard.
It's real hard.
I'm gonna go.
They're all winners. That's the problem.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with the number 9 seed in the Crotch Dangle Regional, Silver Bronzo.
Silver Bronzo.
Is that a Jewish name?
Like, no, wait, neither of them are gold. It'd be great if it was
that's gold.
Silver Bronzo Goldsmith would be.
You're just setting them up for failure.
They're never going to be number one.
Oh, no, that is
not this time. Silver Bronzo.
Silver Bronzo.
Should we do one more?
No.
Okay. Wait. Can I suggest something?
All right.
I think all of our picks, I think aside from one 12 seed that was selected, have all been like basically 9 seeds or higher. Let's each select one like 11 seed or lower.
Okay, that'll be round four.
We'll do a Cinderella round.
Yeah, Cinderella round. All right, so Brendan, your current team stands at Cherry's Waffles Tennis, Dwelly Striggles, and I picked for you the Reverend Pier Battista Pizza Bala.
There's just so much good left on the table, and it's really hard to pick. but I think I always end up deriving a lot of humor from people who I feel like could be like an extra in that one scene in Attack of the Clones where all those Jedis are going into the stadium and just getting wasted.
Oh, I know where you're going.
And so that's why I'm picking Joko Widodo.
Oh, wait, what'd you say?
Joko Widodo.
Oh, I thought you were going with Joe Henchman.
that was one of mine. I like that, Joe Henchman.
All right, so it's my turn. My team currently stands at Genghis Muskox, Dr. Wallop Promthong, and Matt has picked for me Earhart Thumbfart. And, you know, some might call this an obvious pick, but I think it's a good pick. I'm going to go with Man Meat Colon.
Yeah. Fuck, that was still on the board?
Yeah.
Oh. I was thinking Man Meat Colon, but I was like, it's just too. I feel
Vince,
like it's
that's a 9 seed.
Yeah,
I thought we were doing like no.
We're going back on the snake draft. This is my last pick. This is the Cinderella
that's a
round.
Value pick.
This is the great value
at this part of the draft. Getting Man Meat Colon.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We really did.
We were caught sleeping on that.
Yeah. Well, I was going to choose it, but I felt Flavius Coffee showed more promise.
Flavius Coffee definitely has better upside. He projects well to the next level.
So I'm sad that the Infinite Grover has not been picked.
Yeah, that was my last one.
And it's not.
I love Infinite Grover.
And it's not an 11 seed. But all right, so my Cinderella pick. But
right, like Silver Bronzo slightly wins out over Infinite Grover.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you can second guess yourself all day on these things, fellas.
So for my Cinderella pick, I'm going to pick one that I think it's seated low because nobody said it out loud. It's one of those ones that's very pronunciation-based. Uh-huh. From the Bultron regional bracket, I'm going to take the 14th seed, Mr. Blundy Vildor.
Yeah. I did like that one a lot.
Blundy Vildor.
And that's going to take us back to Brendan, whose team stands at Cherry's Waffles Tennis, Dwelly Striggles, Joko Widodo, and the Reverend Pier Battista Pizza Bala.
Now, I don't remember how we did this last time. Is there a disincentive for us to pick, you know, things that may be in the same opening round as one of our picks?
We stopped caring almost immediately after doing this.
Yeah, I'm doing this for myself.
I mean, it's sort of like irrespective of the actual bracket, right?
That's right.
And what is the lowest seed we can pick here?
11.
11 is the... Oh, 11.
Oh, wow. So we can't pick a 10.
No. The high... Like, it has to be 11 or lower.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, 11 or...
Higher. 11 or...
But look, higher...
Or 11 or...
Higher in the numbers, lower in the ranks.
So we can't do 10.
No.
Correct.
Can't do a 10. I would be lying if I said that I really had a strategy and I knew what I wanted because... Wow, there's just still great value all over this board. You know, when you take a look, just as deep a field as we've ever had here. Looking at you, Sam Wuching.
Nobody took Beethoven Bong.
Yeah, you know, ultimately, I think when I go for what is going to give me the best value and the most, versatility here. Mm. I really can't deny the true Cinderella, the 16 seed, Dent McSkimming out of the Bultron Regional.
I had that flagged as a very Danger Guerrero name.
Yeah,
absolutely. That was on there. And then Brett. So Brett's team, as it stands, He's got Forestina calf boss ribs, which was my number one pick that he stole. Handsome Monica, Silver Bronzo, and the one that Brendan picked for him was I Made Mango Patika.
This one's a little idiosyncratic. I don't know if this one is going to appeal to everyone as much as it appeals to me. I'm gonna go with number 16, the Sit Hole Regional Hunter Jumper.
Yeah. That's how I felt about Flavius Coffee. I actually appreciated that Matt liked it that much. Yeah.
All right.
So that brings us to Matt Lieb, whose current team stands at Malvina Complainville, Understanding Bush, Flavius Coffee, and chosen for him by Brendan was Charity Sunshine Tillman Dick.
All right.
That's a mean team right there.
Yeah. The Secret Santa, we did well at the Secret Santa.
I think we hooked each other up. Yeah. I think had we done that last, we would have tried to screw each other over. Yeah. But instead, we went with the best we could find, which is very charitable.
Team spirit.
I am surprised that none of us, and I'm sad now that I can't trade anyone for number 8 seed and Crotch Tangle Miraculous Powers.
that's like naming your son Teenage Wizard.
it's a shame that Miraculous Powers I can't pick.
Let's keep in mind, except for Cherry's Waffles Tennis, all the number one seeds went unpicked.
Yeah,
well, yeah. Dr. Electron Kibubu is out there.
Yeah.
But although, also, like, Mussolini Africano is a one seed. And I was like, it's not that special. Somebody named their child Mussolini. It's like, I don't want this kid to be as special as Hitler.
Hitler Germany.
Well, it's Mussolini and the area that he invaded. So it's it'd be Hitler Czechoslovakia.
Hitler Sudetenland. Yeah.
Right. Perhaps if Tunisia had more lyric generals to defend it.
it'd be Putin South Ossetia. So
I was considering lyric generals.
Lyric generals sounds very much like a WNBA team.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So I have to make a decision. So I think I'm from Crotch Tangle. I'm going with Shy Anthony Sagnow. Or Senegal.
Senegal.
Shy Anthony Senegal.
I thought Brett was the Senegal one.
I'm shy, too.
And with the last pick, this last Cinderella pick, Matt Ufford, his team currently stands at Lancelot Super Sad Jr., Dr. Data Long John, and Tunis Van Peenen, which I gotta say, strong team.
Wait, what's the fourth one?
Somebody picked for Matt, right?
Yeah, Lancelot Super Sad was...
No, that's Lancelot Super Sad. It's my
oh, right.
Amanda Miranda Panda was the one that Lieb gave to me.
That's right.
Oh, Amanda Miranda Panda, I love you.
I know, I hate myself a little for giving that away.
I've already professed my love for Joe Henchman, the 15th seed in the Dragon Wagon Regional, just because it's the most perfect nobody name ever.
I feel like that should have been Ben Rothwell's name. Like, he kind of looks like a Joe Henchman over there. Ben Roethlisberger, sorry.
But you know what I'm going to do is stay in the Dragon Wagon Regional, and I am going to select the most lacrosse name in this tournament, and that is Gladstone Dainty.
I think that's more Quidditch than lacrosse, but yeah. Fair.
True.
Yeah, a lot of strength in the 8 through 10 seeds, and I feel like it gets a little thin towards the end, and a little poorly done at the beginning.
Speaking of thin, no one picked Win Thin.
Mm. No,
16.
Only way to win, baby.
Also, no love for America's initial form of music. Both Jazzy Barnum Bob and Jazznique St. Junius went unpicked.
I almost picked Jazzy Barnum Bob for you.
And no one picked Baba Blumpkin.
I was looking at Blumpkin very seriously.
I was dangerously close.
He had good speed off the block.
Dangerously close to Cheeto Schnupp.
See, I miss Cheeto Schnapps. There's a Schnapp. Few things in here that I miss, like Laurel's Nairn Jr.
Taco Fall.
Yeah, Taco Fall.
Swindley Lynch.
That's Swindley Lynch.
Taco Fall sounds like something out of the Inferno. Like the eighth level of hell. Is like, oh, you're in Taco Fall now. You're fucked.
Who has Blundy Wilder?
I did. I took that one.
Okay.
Yeah. No one
Taco
took...
Falls is like a shitty version of Twin Peaks.
No one took Dallas Enema.
Yeah. That was two on the nose.
Dr. Jocko Zifferblatt.
Yeah. Cameo Crispy. No one took that one.
Wait, what's a Blumpkin in the common sex parlance?
Blowjob on the toilet.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah. You want me to read the what everybody's team is?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so to finish it off,
there's just any excuse to read these names again.
Yeah. Matt Ufford's team consists of Lancelot Super Sad Jr., Dr. Data Long John, Tunis Van Pienen, Gladstone Dainty, and chosen for him by Matt Lieb, Amanda Miranda Panda. Matt
it's
Lieb's
a strong team.
Matt Lieb's team consists of Malvina Complainville, Understanding Bush, Flavius Coffee, She Anthony Senegal, and chosen for him by who chose yours?
Me? Was it me?
Brett, yeah.
Yeah, Brett.
It was Brett. Charity Sunshine Tillman Dick.
Yep.
And Brett's team, Forestina Calf Boss Ribs. Handsome Monica, Silver Bronzo, Hunter Jumper, and chosen for him by Brendan, I Made Mangu Patika. Brendan's team, Cherry's Waffles Tennis, Dwelly Striggles, Joko Widodo, Dent McSkimming, and chosen for him by me, the Reverend Pier Batista Pizza Bala. My team, Genghis Muskox. I can't. That one's really hard to pronounce. Genghis Muskox. I haven't. Genghis Muskox. There
we
go.
Vomited.
Genghis Muskox.
Dr. Wallop Promthong. Man Meat Colon. Blundy Vildor. And chosen for me by Matt Earhart Thumbfart. Oh. All right.
All right. So what happens next week? When does the elimination start happening? What are these? Do they go against each other? Like,
I don't think we did any follow up last year.
We really didn't.
I thought we did. That's too bad.
The destination is the journey,
I'm
Matt.
I'm focused on Cherry's Waffles Tennis, and I'm like, and I'm just like fruit pastry sport, strawberry pancake soccer. I just want those to be names now.
See how many you can just create.
All right. So they've done the first one.
Apple cricket. That's great.
so they've had the first round already. We begin as always in the Boltron, where this year's top seeds come from disparate backgrounds. The top contender, Cherry's Waffles Tennis, is a young woman from Florida. The two seed, Reverend Pier Batista Pizzaballa, is a high-ranking member of the Franciscan Order. Cherry's was arrested in 2014 for allegedly making fraudulent purchases at surf shops in Jupiter, Florida.
By the way, my sister lives in Jupiter, Florida now.
Do you guys smell something?
He burnt all his beans.
Oh, no.
But I fixed it. You got to leave the door open. You're going to set off your smoke alarm. You burnt them all. They're all burnt. You burned them all up.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, let's just keep this.
Let's fucking roll with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very smoky in the kitchen.
I'll take over the reading.
I was wondering why I was coughing so much. Yeah, I was like, I'm laughing smoky. So hard, I'm coughing. And then I almost vomited. And I was like, maybe I just really like funny names.
Yeah, that's smoky beans in your lungs.
All right, let me take over for Vince on the reading.
What are we?
Cherries was arrested in 2014 for... Okay, we got that already. According to the Huffington Post, her plural noun heavy handle is hard to believe, which will lead many skeptics to wonder if Cherries Waffles Tennis is indeed her birth name. We think so. At the time of her arrest, Cherries was just 19, just 1 year above the minimum age at which Americans can apply for a name change. If Cherries did adopt her unique moniker under her own volition, she did not waste any time. And if that is the case, we can only assume she told the judge the first three words that popped into her head just to get the process over with as quickly as possible.
Which actually sounds kind of plausible.
Yeah. She's like on mushrooms. Mm-hmm. What's your name? Cherries Waffles Tennis.
Waffles Tennis. Prove it's not. Prove it's not.
Father Pizzaballa, on the other hand, is one of several Italian pizzaballas. As the custodian of the Holy Land, he is the Franciscan Order's primary representative in the Middle East Wow. Among other duties, he is responsible for supporting Christian residents within the Holy Land and overseeing the many Christian shrines in the area. If you need further evidence of the power of Father Pizza Balas, consider his boss, Pope Francis himself.
Wow.
Dun, da, da. What's up, Fraudcast listeners? For you guys, Audible's offering a free audiobook download with a 30-day free trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. You know, one book that I recommend, and I'm not just saying this because, you know, I'm trying to get your money, but for real, a book that I like, it's called A Kim Jong-il Production. It's by Paul Fisher. It's about the, it was in the 70s, Kim Jong-il abducted a director and his wife, who was an actress, and came and forced him to make movies in North Korea. It's a pretty good book. Anyway, to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/frotcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/frotcast to get your free audiobook.
That's insane.
His name's Father Pizza Bala.
All right, well, who else? What other names you get?
Pleasant Crump, the last verified veteran of the American Civil War.
Whoa.
Sunshine Crump, an Arkansas reporter who resigned after conflict with the local police chief. Dent McSkimming.
Wait, are they? They're related, though, right?
No. Oh, I not
Pleasant and Sun.
They're from different eras.
Oh, wait. So wait, hold on. Sunshine Crump is from where?
Is an Arkansas reporter.
And Pleasant Crump,
the last Civil verified War. Veteran of the Civil War.
Oh, so he's Pleasant Crump's not even
Pleasant
alive
Crump
anymore.
Is long dead.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I thought these were alive. People with shit.
Yeah, I just thought
names
be
that have come into our consciousness.
Okay.
For Forestina Calf Boss Ribs, a Montana politician who goes by Frosty.
Whoa! Wow, that's a whole new level!
Frosty Calf Boss Ribs.
Frosty Calf Boss Ribs? Frosty Boss Ribs? Or just Frosty Ribs?
Wait, she was people elected her?
Just Frosty Ribs?
Did you say she was a politician?
It said a politician and say elected.
Yeah,
Frosty Boss Ribs is kind of
Boss Ribs. Yeah, Frosty right. Boss Ribs. Because then it rhymes. And that's good.
I Made Mango Pastica is the governor of Bali. Andromeda.
You skipped a good one. Charity Sunshine Tillman Dick is a singer, TED talker, and the recipient of a double lung transplant. That's made up!
A double lung transplant.
She gave a TED talk? Yeah. Here's what it's like to have a shitty name.
Yeah. I got other people's lungs.
I mean, they'd have to come from two different... Well, no.
Oh, who knows?
Talks are online. Yeah. Now I gotta fucking look this up.
Understanding Bush of Brooklyn. Blundy Vildor, a football player who went to Mid-America Nazarene University in Olathe, Kansas.
Now, some of these people are dead, though.
Omar...
By the way, Charity Tillman Dick's... her TED Talk is called Discourses from the Undead.
Wow.
What?
She is an American-born soprano... She has performed in opera houses and concert halls across the United States, Europe, and Asia. Charity is also a survivor of double lung transplant, which she received at the Cleveland Clinic in 2009.
She sings opera with someone else's lungs?
Well, I think not anymore. Now she just gives TED Talks with somebody else's lungs.
This is amazing. I Made Mango Pastica as the governor of Bali.
Yeah.
And Andromeda Dunker, we know Andromeda Dunker because Andromeda Dunker is the voiceover narrator for House Hunters.
I would have loved to have seen the campaign ads for I Made Mango Pastica. Mango Pastica. He did not.
Just holding a big plate of Mango Pastica.
He said in his turn that he would make Mango Pastica. No more lies. Vote for me. I Made Mango Pastica. I'm not sure what the accent is. Just went with whatever I could.
A few of the other ones. Swindley Lint is a baseball player. Taco Fall is a 7'6" high school basketball standout.
Wow.
Lou Rawls Nairn Jr. is a Michigan State basketball player who goes by the nickname Tum Tum.
Why do you need a nickname when your name is already weird?
It's already Lou Rawls.
Lou Rawls is great.
Yeah.
We should note that Lou Rawls is all one word.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Finally, Omar Hurricane is a physicist who researches nuclear fusion.
Whoa.
And Kermit Carolina is a high school principal in Connecticut.
Oh, my God.
Yep, that was good. Felt good.
That's amazing that they have to, like, live their lives, you know.
Oh, by the way, we didn't find the 2014 name of the year earlier.
Oh yeah,
It's Seamus Beaglehole.
I don't even remember that one.
I don't think any of us picked that one.
No, that actually won the whole thing. Seamus Beaglehole. It's pretty good.
Didn't Twally Vanderwerf make it pretty fair?
Oh, yeah,
Twally Vanderwerf was my boy, and I was like, holy shit, he's in like the final four.
I was heartbroken when you picked Twally Vanderwerf.
Yeah.
So Seamus Beaglehole last year defeated Wubbo Ockles. Jasmar Clax went down.
I think I had Jasmar Clax because that follows with my love of an extra Jedi who maybe got wasted in one of the original trilogy.
Diesel Daigle in the next round. And then Dr. Loki Sky Lizard.
What do you think he practices? What type of medicine does Dr. Loki Sky Lizard practice?
And then Dr. Loki Sky Lizard was, not surprisingly, a number one seed.
Yeah, that's
and
good
then
one.
Beaglehole then defeated another number one seed, Curvaceous Base.
Yeah, I think someone picked Curvaceous Base.
Dr. Loki Sky Lizard is the best. That's got to be the best one of all time.
Twally Vanderwerf was really good.
Dr. Loki Sky Lizard.
Like the really lyrical ones are a lot of fun. The ones that are just fun to say, like Twally Vanderwerf. But Dr. Loki Sky Wizard or Sky Lizard.
I think it's Lizard.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was Lizard.
Is he Native American? Like, how do you end up with Sky Lizard?
I have no idea.
How do you end up with tennis? Oh, man.
Can we talk about 2011 champ Dr. Taco BM Monster?
You guys, I'm still a little bummed about my beans.
So were you going to eat those beans? Is that
Yeah, I put four cups
he
in there.
He had a lot of beans in there.
Four cups of broth.
And they all burnt
and
out.
I was just simmering it slowly.
Yeah.
I didn't think those beans were going to eat up that much broth.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
So what were you going to do with those beans?
I was going to eat them.
Just like raw?
What do you mean just raw? Like, that's why they're on the stove.
You weren't going to put them in anything?
I don't know.
You're just going to have just beans? I'm just wondering if you were like making
them.
You
could mix them with rice. You could put them in a burrito.
No, I know. What you could do. Is that what you were going to do? Or were you just
I made enough of them so I could have, you know, I could do various things with
okay, all right. So you just made a lot of beans and you burned most of them.
Yeah.
Almost all of them,
burned
I would
all,
say.
No,
it's pretty irredeemable.
I burned them all and ruined my pressure cooker for
it
the
stinks
foreseeable.
In here.
Oh, no, you can fix that shit up. You got to scrub that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I went to a movie one time, and I was hard-boiling eggs.
And
I didn't remember that I was hard-boiling eggs when I went to the movie.
No.
And I remembered as I pulled into the driveway, and I was just like, oh, fuck. So, and my landlord and my roommate were outside.
What happens?
Well, you got to throw the pot away.
Okay.
And you have to air out your apartment for like 3 weeks.
Because of the smell.
Yeah. So what happens is the eggs explode.
Okay.
Because so they cook, they boils all the water off.
Right.
The eggs at the bottom of the pan, they heat up, they explode.
Yeah.
And burn cake onto whatever they hit. So part of your stove, the pot's ruined, a little bit on your floor. And they just like, they charcoal.
And nothing smells worse than burnt eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then the pan starts to burn.
Oh, the
eggs explode and stick, and then anything that's left will burn, and that's going to like smoke up your whole store.
All right,
area.
So what ended up happening?
At that point, your fire alarm's going to go off, and your landlord's going to get involved.
Yeah, so the whole apartment filled with smoke.
Yeah.
Are you still reading names, you guys?
We're looking at last year's. Last year's was like a cut above this year's.
Dequarium Lumpkin. Bufus Dewberry. That's pretty amazing.
Genghis
Cohen.
I'm pretty sure.
Maybe we didn't.
We didn't do last year. We missed
maybe
it in 2013.
Did we do two years ago?
Yeah, I think we. Ignatius Babis Hockey.
We did 2013. Bibb Strench. We didn't do 2014.
We should stop this because we're going to just read these
Jertavious,
all night.
I remember Jerquinic Sandolph, too.
But I do remember if
Jerquinic Sandolph, he's the one who said none shall pass.
Jerquinic.
You know, maybe you just can only hold so many funny names in your head at once, because
some
of those did sound familiar at one point, but none of those you just said, I remember.
Do you think it's the same number of things you can hold in your head if you're like a military commander? Do you think like a famous general could hold more silly names in his head?
I mean, I don't know.
You'd almost have to if you're like, hey, who's in charge of this battalion? Oh, it's Twally Vanderwerf.
It's Apollo Jolly. Man. Well, I'm sorry about your beans, bruh.
It's all right.
You'll make more.
I'll get over it.
Do you have any more beans?
I do, but I'm going to have to make some more bacon drippings to cook them in.
You got like a solid hour of cleaning ahead of you, too. Nah. You got to scrub that shit.
Nah.
Oh, look, the 1992 winner was Excellent Raymond, which goes along with Handsome Monica and Wonderful Terry.
I love Handsome Monica. So what's going on, guys?
I don't know. What's going on in the world of internet?
You got some emails for us?
Matt, how much more time are you going to give us?
Another hour?
You know what? Like, until I see my wife start wandering around and looking to brush her teeth and go to bed, I'm all yours, guys.
Okay. Well, I did want to talk.
I feel embarrassed having answered that question thinking it was for me. I just want to point that
out. You should.
Yeah.
Because usually I leave like a little bit early.
How much longer are you going to be here?
I'm going to be here for the entire time this time. And I feel really good about it. So goodbye.
One thing that I did want to talk about is there's sort of a competitive grief tournament going on between the cast of Furious 7. And who can
be the saddest about Paul Walker's death?
Who can mourn Paul Walker's death the most?
Because they're mourning to the extreme.
Yeah.
I mourned him out of a plane.
I got dehydrated from shedding so many tears.
My mourning launched me across a bridge onto another set of mourning.
So,
but it's like sad.
Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel is the first. He's the leader in the clubhouse. He named his daughter Paulina after his friend.
Jesus.
All right.
Yeah, that was like the first shot fired.
That was the first shot fired. Michelle Rodriguez, though, she's coming back hard. She's got an interview.
Does she know how to come back any other way?
That's true. That's for, I mean, if you've seen Avatar. So she's got an interview with Entertainment Weekly. First block quote, the deepest guy I know, she says, caused her to unravel. I actually went on a bit of a binge, she says, wiping away tears. I went crazy a little bit. Pause. I went pretty crazy. A lot of the stuff I did last year I would never do had I been in my right mind. And then she explains a little more. I could see Paul once every 2 years and just know that there was another human on the planet who's deep like me, who loves like that.
Jesus.
When that disappears, you wonder, wait a minute, what do I hold on to?
Paul Walker deep?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's the only one who knows how to love, him and Michelle Rodriguez.
He's like James Dean, basically.
He's the James Dean of bad acting.
He's the James Dean of idiots.
Died the same way, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Ayo.
There's another person on the planet who's deep like me, who loves like that. When that disappears, you wonder, wait a minute, what do I hold on to? There was nothing to tether me to this existence. Why am I fucking here? And like, why'd you leave without me?
It's pretty sad.
But then she came back around. I just woke up one morning with a profound respect for living, she says. I stood tall one day and said, you know what, Michelle? Stop fucking hiding. Go manifest. And all of a sudden, I picked myself up and started hustling.
And then what does that mean? Colder Asian said, I'll do more auditions for million-dollar movies. Well, good for her, though.
Go manifest.
Yeah. Manifest those dreams.
Her acting teacher / career coach told her to do that. You need to manifest.
Yeah, so she said she was binging a lot? She's an alcoholic or something? What did that mean?
Yeah. Either that or on, like, you know, girls and... stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know what she binges on.
I know that she was she had a DUI when she was on the cast of Lost.
Oh yeah, in Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
I think she had like three or something.
Yeah. So
yeah, she was like the DUI superstar.
Yeah, and that's like
that could be in the name bracket next year.
DUI superstar.
Yeah.
I'd pick it.
So yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's what she meant. But that's sad. Wait, what did Vin Diesel say? Didn't he recently say that him playing Groot made him feel he did that in order to feel better about Paul Walker dying or something?
I'm not sure. I didn't see that one, but he did.
Or money.
Yeah, that helped too.
He did say,
Universal is going to have the biggest movie in the history, biggest movie in history with this movie. It will probably win Best Picture at the Oscars, unless the Oscars don't want to be relevant ever.
Wait, was he talking about Furious 7?
Furious 7, yeah.
Hey, to be clear, Furious 7 looks amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to see it. I
will watch it in theaters.
I've seen it. I've never not seen one of those movies in theaters.
Wow.
Strange.
Really? I will say that the franchise Except got progressively better.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, I guess. I don't know. They're just fun to go with friends and kind of yell at the screen.
Diesel took a breath before offering his prediction for a second time. This will win Best Picture. There is nothing that will ever come close to the power of this thing.
Wow.
You know why?
Why?
Nos.
Nos is in it?
No.
Nos plus feelings. Yeah, the soundtrack is Illmatic.
Yeah, is it Stillmatic? Walkermatic? Sorry. What does that mean?
Nos. Nitrous oxide.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that's how you go fast.
Yeah, no,
you press there's a button and then you go fast.
It makes the engine explode inside itself. Yeah, and then
it's the key to Furiosity.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Cool.
See, they drive the airplanes they drive the airplanes into the air, and then they drive the cars out of the airplanes and onto the ground. Do you see how that's on a different level? Because there's the ground where they're normally driving the cars, but then they drive the airplane into the air off the ground, and then they drive the cars out of the airplane onto the ground.
How did the cars get onto the plane?
They go off the ground onto the plane.
Were they in a bigger car?
I mean, maybe at some point.
How did they get through the security though?
Well, they drive through the security. They're cars.
Oh, but they're metal.
Yeah. Oh, like a lot of metal.
Yeah.
Furious.
You just so bust how do they get through it.
The security.
You just bust through it.
Oh, okay.
It's extreme.
Well, if they could figure out how to drive the car onto the plane, then fly the plane into the air, and then drive the car out of the plane, and then land it on a boat, and then drive the boat like into a building.
Wait,
and
what happens to the plane?
That was what I was gonna say. Is if you drive the car into the plane and drive the plane into the air. And drive the car out of the plane onto the ground.
Then you drive the plane into the building.
Oh!
9/11.
No.
Yeah.
Are the boats also furious?
Probably. But not very fast. Maybe. Well, fast compared to boats.
Uh-huh. Other boats?
Other boats. Uh-huh. But not fast compared to a car.
Oh.
How fast can boats go?
Like, not as fast as planes.
That's what I figured.
Like 100?
So many knots.
They go less fast than cars.
Unless the car is underwater, in which case it's much faster.
You have the James Bond car boat?
Yeah, it's a slow car.
Car boat. It's the boat that's a car.
Anyway, sometimes they shoot crossbows for no reason.
Do you guys want to go down the conspiracy? Conspiracy.
I mean, manhole? We kind of set it up like we were going to.
What comparison? What comparison? There's a comparison, Perry? What are you talking about?
Oh, not a comparison.
Who compares against
that's
me?
That's having a stroke. There's actually no beans burning. You're just smelling that.
What comparison, though?
All right. So,
if you're not, you will after he finishes reading this.
So someone sent me a link to, it's called Red Flag News, which I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it's not a mainstream media
makes
site.
Me really fucking sad.
I'm just gonna tap out on this one because I'm doing like too. A really good job of not ranting, and I'm gonna stay
upbeat
and positive. And if I have something upbeat and positive to say about this, I'll just chime in. So you go.
Okay.
I like that.
So the article is about a $1 trillion lawsuit filed over staging the Sandy Hook massacre, and then. And then the comments, I kind of sort of skimmed the story because all right, there's a crazy person that
It's hard to true detective that shit where you look it up and you're seeing the universe held on the blade of a knife. You don't really want that experience.
Yeah, but then so the comments they goes through the five stages of conspiracy theorist crazy.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite comment. So this comment and there's some responses. First comment. No, Chuck, our government is fucking sick for faking the deaths of innocent children to promote their anti-Second Amendment agenda. Do some basic research into this event, and the story the government and the news media fed us collapses like a house of cards. Now, I'm not some moon bat who believes that the 9/11 was staged by our own government.
The 9/11?
Mm-hmm. Because it is obvious to anybody with common sense that a conspiracy of that scale would be impossible to keep concealed.
All you need is, all you need is some common sense and some basic research in my sock drawer, which is where I keep both of those things so that the government can't find them.
FYI, not a moon bat.
No.
Why do people keep calling me moon bat? Everyone knows I'm a regular mammal land bat.
And feelings.
Yeah, I'm a cave bat at worst.
Moon bats are supernatural creatures that everyone who does a little bit of research knows do not exist. Land bats are the natural evolution of man. I'm just meeting the second stage on the fourth dimension.
The mistake the Obama administration made was with Sandy Hook was thinking that they could fake an event of that magnitude and get away with it. And then so the response, first response.
Yes, Sandy Hook was the mistake that the Obama administration made.
Okay, so see if you can guess where the first reply to that comment goes.
Something about, I mean, I would have guessed moon bats, but like, obviously it's like, no, you're right, but can you reevaluate 9/11? Because you seem like someone who should.
Yes. So first comment from Shirley Nanos is, are you sure 9/11 was not staged?
Whoa! Yeah. That's like exactly what I said.
Today, Kerry admits that Building 7 was a planned demolition, supposedly to stop further damage from falling buildings. Duh.
I don't think Kerry actually admitted that.
Wait.
Not to recycle the same joke, but citation needed.
Yeah. So it just sort of fractals out into other conspiracy theories. So, all right, so duh. Now I no longer trust our government for anything. All the school bombings, .. Not real. Am I not even...
What?
I am...
How many schools have gotten bombed?
And how do you make that leap? Like 9/11, you know, if you say that's a conspiracy theory, all of a sudden it's like, and also there's no such thing as dead children.
But wait, hold on. Everybody shut up. Name a school bombing, quick.
wait. Oklahoma City bombing.
I mean, maybe Columbine because they had the propane tanks.
I think there's
16 years ago.
So she's not wrong. None of them are real.
You haven't gotten to the part where she spirals into another conspiracy.
But there's a terminal velocity to these things where you cannot get any stupider.
Yeah.
Where it's just like that is the most stupid you can be given the gravity and like the air density. Like that is as stupid as you can get.
So they just keep hitting that wall over and over.
As soon as they hit that, no, they're gone. They're just like that.
You're also not smart enough to understand how little sense you make.
Yeah.
So it's like this paradox of idiocy.
So this goes into other conspiracy theories.
Yes, it does.
People are trying to like fire bullets on supersonic jets. You know, like where if you're the fly on the supersonic jet, like how fast are you going? Mm-hmm. But with stupid crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
I am not sure the Boston Marathon bombs were actually real in a sense that it was planned. I do not doubt that people lost limbs, etc., and that's the end.
I'll allow that, you know, people got their legs blown off.
Look, I think people lost some limbs.
That's not faked.
I just don't think the bomb was real.
Those limbs that got blown off, that was real.
So then the response to that is going to go into another conspiracy. Okay, so the last comment mentioned 9/11, John Kerry. Boston Marathon.
Are we going to get straight into the Hollow Moon?
Well, the next comment to that.
Oh, moon bats. That's where the moon bats live.
You got they're all hanging upside down in the Hollow Moon. I think you have to go Illuminati next.
Response to Shirley Nanos from Stone 8. John Kerry wouldn't know if his backside itched. He faked so much of his Vietnam experience, I'm not sure he was even there. He is a traitor and a certified idiot who used gasp, a gun, and hunting togs to further his campaign back when.
All right, that could be something.
That's
relatively fair compared to what we've just heard.
Compared to what we've heard, yes. Also factually inaccurate.
Yeah. Factually inaccurate though is like
I think factually inaccurate is the absolute highest bar. Of
here's a great comment. This is sort of under radar great, but Ricky Ross says, fascinating, isn't it? An FBI agent is helping kids out of the school. Since when does an FBI agent arrive to an active shooter situation in time to exist and evacuate the poor little children to safety? Yep, that lady in the picture has been confirmed as to wearing an FBI jacket.
Jesus.
Where, like, he somehow, like...
Yeah.
What's the FBI doing there?
Obvious
guy with an assault rifle shooting children.
Why is the FBI there? You're not asking enough questions.
Yeah.
I have something.
Follow the money.
Research it. If you guys would just do your research. Here you go.
I have something upbeat and positive to add to this. I hope these people on this message board die. I hope that they die for exploiting other people's tragedy to bring their shallow, tiny lives any semblance of meaning. They deserve nothing of the sort.
I would also like to add that I hope their dicks fall off.
Yeah, before they die.
Yeah,
like I want to. No. Just
I'd settle for either.
The funeral.
Yeah,
yeah.
So and it just rolls down the stairs at the church.
Yeah. Like out the pant leg.
And yeah, then like under and just rolls down the stairs.
And everyone's trying and not
under,
to like,
under the first pew. Yeah,
everyone's feel playing like it cool. They have a long, painful death during which their dick falls off.
I mean, I imagine their lives are pretty much a continual living death.
What if they're a woman?
It's okay. They could still.
I metaphorically want their dick to fall off.
All right, yeah, their titties fall off.
Yeah.
Well, now it sounds weird.
So, I mean, just like how fucking and fuck it.
I'm just curious what would happen like if that person who is very convinced about this whole conspiracy thing. What if you were like on a plane and the person next to you was like, oh yeah, no, my kid would just die at that school. And they'd be like, no. Look at this YouTube video that I saw.
I'm having a hard time as a parent not wanting to fuck these people up.
Right.
Without having a murdered child.
Yeah.
Like the dad anger towards strangers who are just so out of tune with that, like, is really tangible. Like,
I have a hard enough time, like, not raging against random strangers or just. For the
bad driving
idea of the
poor
fact
parking.
That people aren't vaccinating their children.
Yeah.
Like if someone were to say to me, your child didn't die, that was a hoax.
I would murder them.
Murder that person.
Yeah.
I would straight up kill them with my bare hands, not even like choking them to death. I would just tear their face off.
All the while screaming, this isn't happening. It's a conspiracy.
I didn't just gouge out your fucking eyeball.
I'm from the government.
Just blood soaked in the stranger's fucking viscera.
But you know, that is exactly what they would think was happening while you were strangling them to death. They would be like, I knew I was right.
I think the moment of clarity will always escape these people because they have so envelop themselves in their own importance. You know what the fuck's with my head is there are actual conspiracies that are actually proven.
Yeah.
Like they have been spying on all of our
right. But that's too but everyone knows that. It's kind of like when everyone like really likes a band, you know? It's like yeah, okay, we all like Mumford and Sons. Yeah.
Mumford and Sons is the NSA.
Yeah, Mumford and Sons is the NSA. Like right now.
No, the NSA is the Mumford and Sons of security conspiracies.
Yeah. That's exactly. So it's just like, all right, we're you know, everyone's accepted it and it's not that interesting. What's really interesting is like the really obscure, hard to believe shit, you know? And so so that's the only way they can get their own kind of superior.
You guys,
I want there to be like a summer conspiracy festival.
Yeah.
Oh, there's got to be like, it'll be like Gathering of the Juggalos, but it's like InfoWars.
Yeah.
Wait, hey.
Whatever Alex,
this,
they have to have that.
This exists.
That definitely
and I would
exists.
Like to go to it if I weren't absolutely sure I would be shot.
Why? Because you
because
would just,
it's like,
you'd just be picking fights?
No. I could play it cool, but like, holy shit. There
are some paranoid,
well-armed nutbags at this thing, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, you wouldn't want to get into an argument about...
I would be so afraid of the psychoses in the air that I would read as a government agent to these monsters.
Did I tell you about the really beautiful girl I met at Coachella like 5 years ago who... just was
hey, you know, Coachella's not cool anymore.
Yeah,
you should see this great band that I saw at a little local place with like chameleon fingers.
It's called The Beatles Never Happened. and she was like talking to me about InfoWars. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Alex Jones' website and like how it was the real news.
Yeah.
And it was like the first, like, I'd never believed it when people were like, oh, people always laugh at like pretty girls' jokes and they just agree with what they say. But it was one of those times where I was just like, I'm just going to agree with all this.
Well, that's when you're talking to someone like that. That's the only...
No, but I get off on like being the type of guy... I just get off on being like, no.
Really, I would avoid that at all costs. Yeah, because they're just gonna... absolutely right.
Yeah. No, she was... I mean, it's not like... It was like something where, I don't know, I felt like, for the most part, when someone starts talking about how they don't believe like Sandy Hook is real or 9/11 was an inside job, I'm always like, I'm very happy to engage them in a conversation telling them that they're probably wrong. That, you know, that
nope.
Where, really?
I opt out on that.
It's super fun.
No. That sounds like the least fun
it's
thing.
It's not like religion where they can, because with religion, you can go, listen, these are my beliefs. And with 9/11, it's always like, what's this based on? And then they'll just go into this deep thing about, you know, fire doesn't burn hot enough to
jet fuel to burn hot enough.
Here's the thing. I don't feel bad about like them, like people being mean to them.
I'm not mean. I just love arguing with
I think
people.
their brain is poison. But at the same time, like I respond primarily to that. Like they've got a disease, and I don't want to catch it. Like I'm like, oh, all right, cool. Oh, I need to get the fuck out of your like, breathing area.
I don't feel susceptible to it. I kind of feel like I like getting to because I don't think it's acceptable behavior to be someone who is so disconnected with reality that they'll openly say I don't believe that mass shootings happen.
Yeah.
Because I think like that's like you said, it's disrespectful.
It's poisonous.
And at the
it's...
very least, I need to be someone who goes like, oh, you're so wrong about that. You're and that's like coming from this really this scared place inside of you. And we should. I'd like to know more about you and why you feel that you can't handle the fact that horrible things happen every day. And then they're like, no, I believe horrible things happen every day. I just don't think what the news media is telling us is true. And then I like to just go deep into that psyche because it's an interesting place, but that's just me. Anyways, this girl was so hot that I was just like, whatever. She's so pretty.
Now, I had another friend date a girl and then found out that she was a Sandy Hook truther. So
wow.
Full circle.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow. Those people exist.
I don't know if I could be in the same room with that type of person.
I think that one works as a conspiracy because the news sort of like that thing was sort of in and out of the news in like a month.
Uh-huh. So wait,
there's not like a lot of follow-ups with, you know, like it's not a tangible thing in most people's existence.
So,
like, oh, remember that thing, and then.
So you're saying the only people who are following up are the people who are trying to disprove it as an event, rather than like, you know,
like we're not still talking to the parents about like, hey, remember when that thing happened? Like,
right.
Not
I
in
see
the
what
news
you're saying. I see what you're saying. So, you're
so
saying,
people could be like, notice how we don't hear from them again. It's just a bunch of actors.
I think that's why I got weird about Serial and feel weird about the Jinx is like that same desire to turn somebody like. Somebody's death into an entertaining unraveling. Where it's like, you know what? They're still fucking dead at the end of this thing.
Yeah, but for me,
but
I feel
smart
like
people, you can go into it knowing that.
I think my revulsion to truthers is the same revulsion on a much smaller scale that I started to feel with this true crime shit. That's like hot right now.
Yeah, but I mean, but the true crime stuff at least is about justice. I mean, these guys are,
I think we say that. I don't think it's anything involving justice.
Sure it is.
I think we want to touch the killer's face and be like, oh, it's soft.
I definitely want to touch the killer's face. But I also, you want to see the killer be put to justice. And it's like morbid curiosity into
but
the
you
mind.
You think you can fucking solve it. It's all about you again. It's like, right. I am a smart man. I did the research in my closet.
Well, yeah, but the difference is that, I mean, between that, there's obviously you recognize there's a big difference between that and not liking truthers. I mean,
but I'm saying it's a matter of scale for me. I think the revulsion is the same instinct.
Okay.
And it's primal with me where it's like you've turned tragedy at losing a loved one into some form of you playing detective. And I think that's disgusting.
Okay.
But like it's a much smaller scale.
I thought Serial seemed a lot more open ended and kind of like, let's see where this goes. Whereas like at the end of the Jinx, it's kind of like, wow. So you were basically sitting on him confessing to himself for years. Like
no,
since like 2013.
No, they didn't have they didn't realize they had the tape until 2 years after they did the interview.
But not only that,
but they still like that's what they're saying.
But it's not like they discovered it.
They
you know, weeks
hold on
before.
Stop.
What?
I work in video anytime anybody walks out of like the where the shooting area is happening, to go pee, to do whatever, to take a phone call, the sound people always, always, always listen in if the person's mic'd up. There is zero chance that went quote unquote undiscovered for 2 years.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what they're saying for legal purposes, and that's fine. It is my belief that somebody heard that shit live because anytime somebody leaves the room, like the people who run audio, they're freaking weirdos. They always listen in on that shit because they know that the good stuff happens when people forget that they are mic'd up.
Furthermore, and that's how, this is how deep this thing goes, I believe there was also pee-pee and farts on the audio.
Oh, yeah.
And they edited them out to make it seem...
A full-on Frank Drebin.
Yeah.
You think he took a full-on...
I think he peed and just squeezed out a couple farts because he didn't want to fart during the interview.
It's a fucking mystery piss is what it is. He's old. And I've never seen fucking piss not make
a
sound.
He's old, and if you've ever peed next to an old guy, they never not fart while they're peeing at a urinal.
It's true.
Yeah, that's true. But I always... They
do a lot of loud breathing, too, old guys. They do a lot of...
I do a lot of that. Maybe I'm old. But I just want to say this about that, about the jinx and the lost audio or whatever. You're probably right about that being bullshit. It sounds like bullshit. Oh, we just discovered it. But I don't see that as in any way... you think that's why they arrested him immediately?
Yeah, see, like, I don't
audio?
Think, like, that's not, don't, that's not evidence so. That's going to hold up in
Not at all.
Any,
that
anywhere.
Is not yeah. evidence. What that is the ramblings of an old man, and he could be talking about anything.
It feels like good false closure for a true crime show that naturally doesn't have an ending.
Right. Had he not been arrested, I'd have still been like that. It was amazing. And because it's so open-ended. I mean, the fact is, we don't know if he's actually... admitting that he did it. There it is. You're caught.
Yeah, it's not the recording of him while he's, you know, going to the bathroom. It's the matching the handwriting.
Right. That to me is, and that is evidence they gave over. I heard immediately from what I read, and the fact that they arrested him same day as the finale. I don't know what that was about, but I don't see that.
Yeah,
as,
that's not really the. It's not really the filmmaker's fault.
I don't see that. I don't see that as the filmmaker's fault at all.
That's the police just trying to make a story. The police don't do that.
I don't know why
you were a truther, you got to have a field day with the fact that the police almost planned it to the point where, like, oh wow. If we wanted to make this, if we really wanted to promote this finale, we couldn't have arrested him at a better time.
Yeah, I mean, it's if I were a conspiracy theorist, then life would be so great.
I'm just very curious, like what I don't under, I still don't understand what they why they arrested him now. Like what more that they had.
I don't get it. I don't understand why. I don't know why he didn't flee for the last 2 years. I mean, if I was him, that's what I would have done. I'd been like, "Oh, they matched the handwriting."
Yeah,
that's it. I'm done for sure. I mean,
he was on flea.
Yeah, did you say he was on flea?
He was on flea.
Oh, he was on flea.
He was on flea.
What you talking about?
He fled. He's on flea.
He was on flea.
He was on
flea. Was hashtag on flea.
Yeah, hashtag on flea.
They arrested him in New Orleans though. What you talking about?
It's actually if you're on fleek, you are not guilty of any crime. It's like the Purge.
Oh, that's how being on fleek works.
No, but he was on flea. There's no K. He was on flea.
Oh, yeah. So he was.
Oh,
fleeing.
Okay.
He was fleeing. He was
free
on flea.
Free to flee.
Yeah,
he's on flea.
But. You know, they still caught him. I don't know. Truth or rage to me is a completely actually. I don't really rage. I think that's the difference between you and me, Brett, with this truth or stuff. Is like because I you know one of our friends doesn't believe Sandy Hook happened, and I see it more as like kind of a mental disorder than I do like.
But you're at the same time much more and much less empathetic than I am. I think you
wait. Which one, though?
I think you're the good kind of empathy, where you see the best in people and you want them to be their full selves, and you're willing to go a little bit of a distance to make them their full selves.
That's
so you
true.
see that as a chemical imbalance that you could possibly correct.
If not
you
could that just I could there. Correct, but one that I'm more right. that I'm interested.
You understand,
in, and not as
and
as
you
ex- harmful.
You
to
accept
anyone.
Them yeah. as they are with that failing, and I see that failing. As a tiny representation of the deeper failings in all of us. Mm. And their poison lives inside of me. And I need to expel that. And if I can, burn them.
So much poison inside of
me. Burn them to cleanse myself.
All right. That's fair. Do you see
how they hold the poison in me?
Yeah,
and the fact their existence I cannot abide
because it's a reflection of your poison.
Yes,
you need those. You need
because
the leeches.
I have the potential to do that. Yeah. I have the potential to do that thing which I find most revulsive.
Yeah,
revulsive.
It's a good word.
Oh boy! All right, well we got to finish this thing off. We did get a local news story about kids getting high. The new way the kids are getting high.
Oh yeah!
I think this set a new record for the number of times somebody sent us a news story.
What, do we get this because of the pass out game and the drink 'em?
I assume.
Yeah, it's got it.
New at 4, News 2 takes a look at a dangerous trend involving the popular lip balm. Our Nadia Rambis tells us more about a new craze simply known as Beezin.
Get some on your left eye.
The days of teens sniffing glue and huffing aerosols in search of a mind-altering nirvana has taken a back seat to a new and troubling trend.
I mean, has it really taken a back seat?
Yeah, it seems like maybe that's not the number one way kids are getting high.
Am I still blinking? I can't even see.
It's called Beezin, and this bizarre trend is also a buzz on social media.
Beepums!
Teens are getting a new.
Can we just make any rap song about anything and have them do a local news story about it?
That's great.
Kind of buzz by applying Burt's Bees natural lip balm wax on their eyelids. Those who are into bees and say the peppermint oil causes a tingling and burning sensation, which enhances the experience of being drunk or even high. Others say it helps them stay alert.
Look, I'm just saying, when you drink, the cool thing to do is to set your hand on fire. Just burn that shit up. Just light it. Light it.
Man.
Let it burn for a while.
It makes the knockout game so much better.
Yeah. We could definitely make one of these about, you know, like Icy Hotting, where you put a little bit of Icy Hot on your nuts.
Oh, man. You don't want to do that.
Dude, we're flex hauling.
It's not worth it. You know what we could do, though, is we could, like, we could inhale, like, bags of fermented poo, knock someone out, and then just put Burt's Bees all over our eyes and be like, we're getting high.
Look, you know? I don't want to freak you guys out, but when I get high, I like to, like, drink a bunch of beer, smoke a bunch of weed, and then just get gored the fuck out by a bull. Just have, like, have the bull just, like, tear my guts out and, like, stick a horn in my butt.
Yeah.
And your kids
it
could goes, be
it pairs nicely with Jenkum that I've made in my prison cell.
I mean, it's pretty much just the Jenkum like news story with like different words swapped out.
Yeah. It's Mad Libs for kids and their aerosol sprays and their rap music.
What of those drugs did you do? I definitely tried inhaling the fumes from markers a lot. That was a thing. Yeah. And then also inhaling the fumes from Whiteout. That was one I was like, none of it worked.
None of that stuff works.
None of that stuff seems to work.
Does sniffing glue actually work, or is that just like a thing that happened
but that's
before?
The thing.
Like, it doesn't work for...
But what kind of glue? Quickly. That's the thing. Because like,
I think most of the glues now are non-kind to get you high.
It's like
I think that's like a 1970s
it's like
thing. Yeah.
It's not Elmer's for sure. We know that because we all sniffed Elmer's glue at one point just to see what would happen. Right? Why is everyone looking at me like that? Okay, yeah, we all agree. All right. And then... It's got to be some sort of adhesive that we don't even use anymore. Because I sniffed a lot of things trying to like see what would work, and none of it worked.
Did you ever take the asthma inhalers and just do like a million of them?
No, I should have tried that though.
Yeah, that would. Get
Does you, that do something?
It kind of like made you shaky and weird.
Oh no, I never even thought of that.
It could just have been that you're hyperventilating trying to inhale all of the million puffs.
I took like 20 Benadryl one time.
Did you just fall asleep immediately?
Did I tell you? I've never told you guys about
you
that.
Died.
You have auditory hallucinations.
What? If I take half of one Benadryl, I'll be like asleep for 10 hours.
Yeah, but if you take 20 of them, you'll start hearing songs in your head, and your spine starts just curling in this really horrible way. It starts vibrating and feels weird, but it's okay because the music's playing in your
Holy
head.
Shit!
Yeah, it's not okay.
It's too many Benadryl.
It's not fun. What's not
active drug there? Is that DXM?
Unisom and Benadryl are the same active ingredient.
Right. I think one of the craziest interventions was the kid who took all the cough medicine. He was just taking like 20 cough pills at a time, and it's DXM, and it was like he was really tweaked out and acted really weird.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, you take too much of anything, obviously you're gonna get fucked up. But I remember like reading this specifically. Oh yeah, it's diphenhydramine. That's Benadryl.
That sounds good. Get it in my body.
Yeah, but like 20 of them, and then you'll just be like, press play in my brain, and then you're like, it's
curled up like a pill bug, just like
yeah. But you can't sleep very good. That's a big problem with it.
Just sleeping.
Pass out game works pretty well. You'll definitely be unconscious, and then later in life you'll have soul-crushing migraines. So make sure you do a lot of the pass out game.
Well, you guys, I look forward to what your kids are going to be doing when they're old enough to be, doing stuff.
What kind of drugs they'll be doing, or what kind of tragedies they'll be denying? How's that for irony? What if you die in a shooting and your son's just like,
that never happened. My dad was a government agent. I see him on weekends. He visits me, but, you know, he looks at me and I look at him, but we never talk. But I know it's him.
We're just beezing.
We're just beezing together, and then we inhale feces.
We get any emails?
I thought we were more or less done.
All right.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we didn't get any questions. Just, you know, some comments. Look, you guys, keep the emails coming. We like them.
Anyone say anything mean?
No.
Nothing mean so far?
Not really.
All right, that's good.
Vince, I should note that Jenny says hello. And also, you totally messed up her Facebook thread that was, like, supposed to be all about compliments for our baby by placing an actual joke into the thread.
That was my way of complimenting your baby.
That was your way of complimenting her. And
that's how Vince copes.
She looked like she was on a Viking ship, and I liked that about it.
It was out of line, and you need to apologize.
Well, I am sorry from the bottom of my heart.
It was perfect is what it was.
I miss Stella. I hope Stella's getting enough hugs now that
Stella
you have a child.
Stella is always in need of more hugs. She's snoozing in her bed now, and in fact, this very minute needs more hugs. But we're working on that.
I would hug her.
She's a good dog.
She's a great dog.
I wish I could like take her on cross country flights. I would love to like bring her around California and be like, everybody hug this dog.
You know what you should do? You should get Vin Diesel to put her in the back of like a muscle car.
Yeah, you put it in the car.
And he drives it on a cargo plane.
You drive the car from the ground onto the plane. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dog's in the car.
Right.
You drive the dog in the car onto the plane.
Yeah.
You drive the plane into the sky with the car and the dog. And then you drive the car out of the plane.
I believe that circumvents the service animal requirements.
Well, maybe you let the dog drive.
Yeah, the dog drives the plane into the 9/11. That listen, never happened.
Listen, Stella is at least as smart as any of the Fast and Furious scriptwriters.
Yeah,
or the cast, let's be honest.
Is Stella, does her brain burn smart enough to melt?
Hearts.
Yes. You did a 9/11 on my heart, Stella.
Well, that seems like a good place to end. Brendan, we're glad to have you back because now you can end the show.
It
properly.
Is glad to be back.
Hey,
yes.
Hey, also,
we do a lot of passive voice here.
Can I do a plug?
It
can
is
I,
glad.
Let me plug.
No,
glad
not,
we are
you're
being
not allowed to plug in.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Okay, welcome to the regular rotation.
Hold on. All right.
Plug.
So April 1st and 2nd, I'm going to do some shows with Matt.
Yeah.
At the Tabernacle on Wednesday the 1st.
Yeah.
That's in
the Darkroom Theater. Mm-hmm.
Thursday the 2nd. That's at Lost Weekend Video in the Mission. April 30th at Hollywood Improv. I don't know who the lineup's going to be, but there's guaranteed to be a lot better comedians than me, which is what you'd want to pay for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say I am doing this web series called Incompetent Thieves. I put it on my.
I saw the first episode and it was amazing.
You thought it was funny?
It was great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. That's so awesome. I'm glad you actually like it. Yeah.
Fucking watch it. It's hilarious.
Yeah. I think it's really funny. We're doing like we put out the first three and then the next one's coming out in like a week or two. It's written and directed by this guy Tom Dean, who's like this funny dude that I've known for a long time, and me and some homies are in it. So okay, so it's really hard to find on the internet, so just search Incompetent Thieves or go to totally legal not prostitution.com. Wait, you turned it down.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut your mic when you were plugging yourself.
That's fucked up. It's totally legal, not prostitution.com. That's so far one of the... Because there's going to be an episode
Vince
with it.
Vince just doesn't want you to slingshot around the hollow moon into fame.
No, go ahead.
I want him. Well, this is a web series.
He's going to drag me with him. Sorry.
Incompetent Thieves, so check it out.
Matt, the Inactives, what else?
I Googled Incompetent Thieves, and I got nothing that suggests.
I know. The problem is we spell it wrong, and then Google spells it right for you. And that's the problem.
It's so, very incompetent
of you.
How do you
spell
it? I think it's Incompetent. Thieves?
Ace, you idiots.
That's the thing. We didn't think about SEO.
Wait. The guy whose Twitter handle is Lieb123456789 didn't think about
all
SEO.
The numbers. Like, that's like half of your tweet.
Well, incompetent.
All right. Sorry, your plug time is over.
All right.
Matt.
Fuck, we really fucked this up. Yeah, I can't find it anywhere.
Sorry, other Matt.
Hi.
Hi.
Fuck you.
Do you have anything to plug before we sign off?
I know, man. If you enjoy, happen to be a fan of the NFL, you could listen to my podcast, The Inactives, that's available on iTunes or any other podcast forum that you might choose. And that's all I've got, really.
There we go.
It's been fun.
It sure has. Brendan, you want to take us on out of here?
Yeah. It's great to be back. I missed you guys.
I miss you too, bruh.
Thanks, man. All right. Well,
it's weird that no one else said it.
Yeah, I know. Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah, you're nice.
All right.
Nice guy.
Well, hey, I had a lot of fun with the Boltron and Sit Hole Regional and whatnot.
Crotch Tangle.
Absolutely.
Cool. Cherries, Waffles, Tennis. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening. I missed everybody. Matt, thanks for coming on. Matt Ufford.
Thanks, buddy. I had fun.
Yeah. Matt Lieb, thanks for coming on, too.
Hey, I'm always...
But you already had your plug, so yep, stop talking. All right. Cool. So you can email us at frotcast@gmail.com. Vince, what's a Google voice number?
415-275-0030.
All right. Well, thanks for listening as always. And until next week, good night and good chins.